This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do. Sometimes.
Is there a Wednesday in there somewhere?
He said Wednesday week.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, what was it? I didn't hear it. Wednesday what?
Wednesday week.
Wednesday week.
Yeah.
I'd say that was a week song about Wednesday. Leave it at that. Okay, yeah. All right, here we are. Uncle Doug is here.
Everyone's a critic.
Dastardly Doug, yes, it is true that I am a critic. Yes, that's right. And Jay Kirshner has her own thing, and Doug Steffen has his own thing, and James Collins has his own thing. Good morning. It's Wednesday, April the 3rd, or good day to you, because this is a good day program. Maybe morning when you're listening. Could be afternoon, evening, whatever it is. We are talking about what's going on, and that earthquake hitting in Taiwan is a biggie. There's also a school shooting I just found out about that I want to talk about. But let's do, I don't know, I mean, what do you say? What more is there to say about Taiwan? It's a big mess, 7.4 on the Richter scale, and people die. I mean, it'll take them weeks to dig out from this and to figure out what actually has happened. But the occasion,
yeah, they're still in the rescue situation before they'll move to recovery.
Yeah, right. Eastern coast of Taiwan, the tsunami may go as far as Japan. Strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. So once again, this is kind of a news story. You get updates by watching or listening or going online or whatever it is, because this will be a situation that changes moment to moment. Meanwhile, in Finland, man, you wouldn't expect this to happen over there. A 12-year-old boy opened fire at a school in a city northeast of Finland's capital of Helsinki. A 12-year-old boy with a gun in Finland killed one student, wounded two others. The three, all of them, the kid that did the shooting and the three victims were sixth graders.
Mm-hmm.
800 students in the school. Police investigating the case. Murder and attempted murder. Young suspect had a handgun. The handgun was registered and licensed to a relative of his. They have very strict gun laws. Does this all feed into the mantra that the gun owners, the gun people have? Excuse me, because this kid, this was a legal gun, and somebody in the family, some relative, didn't secure it. Nobody can quite figure out what the motive is at the moment, but, children under the age of 15.
This happens all too often with legal guns, where there is no, you don't even really have to do, well, here at least, you don't even, in some states, you don't have to go through courses of not only how to handle the weapon, but how to store it away properly. Yeah, it's just not a common thing that you
have to do. Like a driver's license. It should be as difficult to get a gun license as it is to get a driver's license. But then you have it, and you're trained, and you know what to do with it and how to use it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and to be held responsible for what the gun does.
Yeah.
And a point to a point. You can't legislate what people do with this, but, you know, if you train them a little better, keep them out of reach. In Finland, 15-year-olds are not criminally liable. That means that the suspect in this case can't be formally arrested and he'll be handled over to social. He may have to go to court, looks like, as they go through this, but ultimately goes to social services. Yeah, right. Yep.
So then will the adult be charged? Because we've had that, what was it, the first instance that the parents were actually charged in the, was it Michigan or Chicago? shooting that now I can't remember, the young man who all of the adults failed that young man. He should have not even been in school. There were warning signs, and the parents were charged.
Yep. Well, that was appropriate.
Yep.
Walt Disney Company battling a billionaire investor named Nelson Peltz. His firm is Trian Fund Management, big stockholder in Disney, trying to determine who's on the board. Shareholders will decide between a number of, I think there are 12 members of the board, and the guy, his guy's got so much money in there, he wants to put two people on the board, and the Disney people don't want to put him on the board, because they then won't be able to control what the board does, because they won't have enough votes to control what the board does, and they want to be able to... It's the same with any board on any company, whether it's a bank. I mean, I know how the local bank here, the guy who's the president and CEO decides who he wants to have on his board. I mean, I've seen that happen. I was going to be appointed to a school committee seat here in Framingham on a Volk school, and the... superintendent, it wasn't election time, so they had to appoint somebody because somebody got off. And the fellow who got off wanted me to be his replacement. So he brings me to meet the superintendent and the director of the Volk School that covers four or five area towns. And he didn't like me because he knew there would be trouble. Because that's why I ask questions and I want answers. That's what I did when I was on the Heidelberg board. That's where any business I'm in, anything that I want to know what's going on. What's the problem and how do we fix it? And he didn't like it, so that was the end of me. I think he controlled the situation enough with the mayor to keep me from being appointed. And that's what's happening here. And you see it happening all over the place. I was talking about the board of directors of our bank. They're hand selected by the CEO. And, you know, you can look around at other places, whether they be big, medium, small companies, the people that usually have the most money are the ones who have the most say. And that's what's going on at Disney. So, anyway. So, let's see. Las Vegas is having problems with hotels and casinos. This is sort of a direct result of what's left over from COVID. When nobody went, these hotels have been struggling trying to get people back. Thus, that whole offer that I did for those months of going to Las Vegas, right, having free nights, because it's been tough there. So the latest hotel to close is the Tropicana. I've stayed there any number of times, I think three or four times. Third oldest hotel casino in Vegas. It certainly, when it started, it was tied to the mafia, Frank Sinatra, and all of his pals, that bunch. And so Frank Costello, who was a big mob boss at the time, he was the one who put the money up. And then the resort, I think he got killed, not surprisingly, with those guys in that era. Anyway, it used to be called the Tiffany of the Strip. Cost $15 million to build when they built it in 1957, I think, 57, 58. So now what they're going to do is with this hotel going away, with all the celebrities that have been in there, Elizabeth Taylor, you know, James Bond was filmed there, Godfather was filmed there, Gonzo. What they're going to do, because they don't have any hotels that are coming in, they are going to build a Major League Baseball stadium. The Oakland A's are moving to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Hmm?
Vegas is taking all of California's sports teams. Have you noticed this?
Well, people in California are getting sick of being in California. It's just, the only people who don't get it are the people running the state. All the crazy stuff. What was Warren saying earlier about California? He moved out of California. He was sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the politics. He didn't like living in Santa Monica,
yeah.
So he moved to Arizona.
There are a lot of celebrities who have stayed in California. They've just moved farther north or farther south.
Yeah.
Outside
right.
of
they go,
Hollywood.
Texas or New Mexico or someplace like. Look at Mark Wahlberg keeps talking about moving to Las Vegas because he wanted to make sure his children are going to be okay. And that's one of the things my two children
thrived.
Are concerned about. Yeah,
since
my
they made
two
that
children,
they thrived.
Don't know what they don't. I mean, Megan is tied to there because of her job at UCLA. Brendan can be anywhere, but his wife has a mother that she's very close to, and that would not be easy. But I think the two of them, if they could figure out how to get out of L.A., they would.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, let's talk about...
Kelly Clarkson took her kids to New York and loves it.
Right. Yeah, remember that? Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't think I'd move from... I love the energy of Southern California. I love Los Angeles. I love being there. The weather and the just what goes on there and being with my family, but I would never, I've owned four houses there. I'd never buy a house there again, ever. Anyway, let's talk about something that's going on that's cool with one of our sponsors. The folks at Calitrin want you to know that they still wish you a happy Easter. The huge Easter sale is going on through the end of this week. So you can, if you'll get the pun here, peep into their savings. I tried anyway. They have an online store that you can access by going to toploss.com. Not only can you access the store and all the things that are for sale, you can get out the verified reviews, see why it is that Calitrin works as well. The benefits here are legion for getting into the Calitrin movement. They also offer easy payment terms for those of you who want to, you know, they're now offering I think you can get 4 months, and then you get 4 months free, and then you can pay for the 4 months later on, interest-free. It's a fabulous way for you to understand how losing weight, so good for you, so important for your health and well-being, and it's all natural. That's what you'll find out. All natural. There's nothing of any caffeine in it. There are no drugs, no stimulants. So go to toploss.com, see how the program can be just the right thing for you. Look online for daily deals and the weekly deals that we're talking about here. All right, you ready? Toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. And that way, that enables that you'll get the best deal of the day. Because they do have these weekly specials. They have seasonal specials. They have holiday specials. Because they want you to get in on the program and lose the weight. You decide how much you want to lose, and they'll help you do it. That's Calitrin, available now at toploss.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is a Good Day program, and now it's 18 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold. I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Now 24 after the hour. No, 23 past. Come on. I just threw away a minute of our lives, Jay. Shame on me. No,
no, don't waste time.
No. It's time for celebrity news from the social media angle, the trending stories. I thought it was interesting. Billie Eilish, Pearl Jam, Nicki Minaj, among 200 different artists who have written an open letter to the digital music companies expressing their concern. Concern, in parentheses, is anger over the use of AI in music. And they have made it clear, all of them, that there is nothing to be done. And I would think this would be a given. I wouldn't think, especially when it's a big-time performer, that these companies would be dumb enough to use their likeness or their words or whatever without getting a permission to do it and make some kind of a deal. But apparently that's what's going on. All of these people have said, you can't do this, and we'll sue you if you do. Okay, that's fine. All right, meanwhile, Jay Leno is also in the top ten today because of what's going on with him and his wife Mavis. The lady and the man have been happily married for a long time. Jay is 73 this year, and his wife is 77, and we'll tell you what's going on with them because it's kind of a sad story in reality. We'll have that story. We'll have the update for you after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Theme from the old Tonight Show. It's It's nothing like the Tonight Show theme with Johnny Carson. And so it doesn't rise to the occasion. But I think Jay Leno did. Of all of the post-Carson hosts of tonight, by far, Jay Leno has been the best. But he's not into that. The car show he did on CNBC is off, and he's doing a game show now, the old Groucho Marx, You Bet Your Life, that's on Fox in the daytime. He's filed for conservatorship for his wife because she has dementia. What a horrible reality. It's 77, too, especially. Mm-hmm. Good God.
And when she was diagnosed, she was diagnosed with advanced dementia.
Yeah, right. So she doesn't recognize him anymore, apparently doesn't know him. The conservatorship gives him... Well, I would think his husband, you'd automatically have that. That's what.
Well, he also wanted to set something up in case something happened to him and he ended up dying first. He wanted her to be protected.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the two of them always seem to be delightful. I remember the night that my son and I were with Uri Geller as Jay brought him on as a guest for The Tonight Show. And Jay, very much involved, going through the various the rooms where the people that are going to be on the show were going to be and talking about what they're going to do. And his wife was always around. She was a writer and very much involved in the show itself. So very much of a stand-up guy. And it's just sad. These things are sad, but they become more in focus when it's somebody well-known who's going through it. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple deaths are now reported. Several more people are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. U.S. Geological Survey confirmed the quake Wednesday morning local time in Taiwan. It is the strongest quake to hit there in 25 years. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order prohibiting Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Taylor Swift is on the Forbes World Billionaires list now, ranking number 2,545 on this year's list. It shows the singer-songwriter with a $1.1 billion net worth. Forbes says it's the first time a musical artist has made the list based solely on their songs and performances. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
What a great... There's nothing about that movie that I don't like. True Grit, John Wayne, he won the Academy Award for his role in that. It was toward the end of his career. I talk often about reading the book of his life that I'm involved in. It's a 400-page book, so it's going to take forever to get through it. It's every nuance of his life and the things that he got involved with, people that he worked with. And that was the first. There was a big to-do because Robert, where did his name go? Ned Pepper was played by Robert. Okay. Well, you guys look up who the bad guy was who played Ned Pepper.
Robert Duvall.
Right. That was his first role in a big-time picture. And early on in his career, he played bad guys. And he was afraid, the story goes, he was so nervous about being in this movie with John Wayne that he almost didn't take it. Because, you know, even though it was an opening to his career, he just didn't know how to handle or didn't quite know what to do with John Wayne. But anybody who ever worked with him always said the same thing. He was the most respectful. Ricky Nelson, when he worked with him, all the young kids, James Caan, that worked with him, because he would get these young up-and-coming stars to be on the movies with him, and that would be an attraction for a different age group to come to see the movie. And they all loved him. They all loved, they revered him, they respected him. He treated them very well, with respect. He would teach them how to do things. Listen, what's better than that under the circumstances? So, there's a little bit of nostalgia for you on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. In this half hour, we have the Doug, do you know, or no, it's did you know and do you care? I get this, get the merge with
I
me sometimes.
I love this segment.
She loves this. Okay.
Love it.
So, this is for our friends who are out in Arizona. And for everybody else, 19th century London Bridge. Remember the old, when you were little, London Bridge is falling down, falling down.
My favorite.
If you travel to London, there's a new version of the London Bridge because the 19th century version of the bridge was taken down and made and put on a ship and brought to Lake Havasu, Arizona, where a fellow named Robert McCulloch, he bought the bridge. And he moved the bridge in 1968 because they were going to tear it down anyway and put up a new bridge. So he said, okay, I'm going to tear it down. You don't have to pay for tearing it down. I'll ship it to America. And they put it on trucks, and they brought it to Lake Havasu. They created a lake. And in essence, the bridge goes over an artificial or man-made lake. I've been there any number of times. It's really kind of cool. It makes the town. And those of you who are listening out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or if you've traveled through Lake Havasu to see London Bridge. It was built in medieval times. It was 600 years old when they took it down. And so this guy bought it. London City Councilor convinced his colleagues that somebody in America would be dumb enough to buy it. And sure enough, somebody from America was dumb enough to buy it, and the guys made a fortune having people cross on the London Bridge from one side of the little moat, the little kind of little pond they have there, to the other. So anyway, McCulloch was the one to purchase it. He was known for his penchant for booze and broads. That's what I remember about reading. I remember being at the radio station there one early morning talking to the guy who owned the station about this fellow. But can you imagine what it cost? It was like $2.5 million to take it down and move it brick by brick.
It is astounding how they can do that. And it's been done with a lot of different things. Like, what is it? The Joan of Arc Chapel that is now at Marquette.
Yep.
That's just how they can take these things that are so old, so historic, and tear them down and then rebuild them elsewhere, and it is just astounding.
So the bridge was 926 feet long. Let's see here. It was built in 1176, the first London Bridge. The original stones that were on the bridge that they moved to Lake Havasu built in 1176. And you know how many people come every year to Lake Havasu to see it? Almost a million. The people. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It actually is. And I just helped out the Tourist Bureau of Arizona and Lake Havasu. So thank you very much. All right, Dr. Ken coming along this weekend. I thought I'd pass along some of the things that we're talking about on Good Day Health with him, because we always, every week, you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com. You can hear the podcast, if you will, the download of the highlights of the show. The one we did last week, a lot of focus on high blood pressure because Ken's a cardiologist, and proper sleep and those sorts of things. It's always what is changing in medicine that we attend to, the things that have been studied, researched, and the reports on them. Ken relates them to you and how it affects your health. So this week, because he is a cardiologist, we always pick a couple of things that have to do with heart attacks, cardiac events, that sort of thing. And because the American College of Cardiology is meeting this week in their annual meeting, a lot of things are coming out of that. So we'll be talking a lot about hearts. And also, Ken and I kind of go back and forth on doctors and their relationship to artificial intelligence and whether that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing as we get on the road. So you'll hear all those things and many more discussed this weekend. Good Day Health. It's on most of the same stations that carry the Good Day Show, Good Day Health and gooddayhealth.com. Today is National Walking Day. Did you know that, Jay? It's National Walking Day. Every year, first Wednesday in April takes place. Walking Day is pretty much the way it sounds, right? The day to celebrate the easiest way to be the healthiest version of you. Mm-hmm. Walking for 30 to 60. Yeah, it is. I walk a lot. I measure it. Walking for 30 to 60 minutes, maybe it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's enough. Studies show that it can drastically improve your health and prevent ailments, that sort of thing. So we'll talk in detail about that with Dr. Ken, what it does for your body. Physical activity, like walking, is one of the best ways to reduce stress, boost your mood. So let's listen to this update on the focus on walking from Mike Bradley.
A walk is not just good for your body. It's good for your mental well-being. But recent reports show that walking rates in the United States are declining, a trend that can negatively impact mental and physical health. Dr. Monique Jimenez, volunteer expert at the American Heart Association.
One in four adults sits for longer than 8 hours a day, which takes a toll on the body and mind. Getting the recommended amount of physical activity can help you feel, think, sleep, and live better. Walking is a great way to add more activity into your day and a great way to get outdoors.
The American Heart Association is a champion of physical activity, and that's why, decades ago, they created National Walking Day.
This Wednesday, April 3rd, the American Heart Association is encouraging everybody to step into better health. Take a walk with friends, family, or on your own, and join the movement to walk more and stress less.
Learn more at heart.org/movemore.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh. It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, another name that you don't know. You know Jay's name, you know my name. But do you know Don Henke? Jay, do you know who Don Henke is?
No, I know who Don Henley is.
Don Henke. Don Henley, by the way, turned out to be a bad dude. I learned some stuff about him in Hawaii. Woo! And his business with the young girls. And anyway, all right, let's not get distracted by that. Don Henke is the fellow who runs the company that provided the bond for Donald Trump. He has a $7.4 billion fortune, owns car dealerships, and has created a subprime auto loan business. You can look him up in Forbes magazine. He has more money than Trump. And by the way, Trump, after the public offering of Trump Media, is worth $6 billion. So I don't understand why on his own he couldn't come up with his bond. It doesn't make any sense to me because I know how, I used to be in the bus business. I know how bonds are done. And it's fairly easy to get them from an insurance company. So there must be something else in Trump's closet that makes him almost uninsurable. Anyway, so, the reporters, of course, chase this guy down. He says he doesn't know Trump. He's never spoken to Trump. He owns a company called Knight Specialty Insurance. And he provides cash bonds, and so the collateral for Trump's bond, he has bond, he's got enough cash, so that's what this guy did. He wrote him a, he didn't use his own money. He's 80 years old, got started in the car business when his father bought a stake in a Ford dealership in L.A. in 1958. He started washing cars at the company when he was a teenager. He became a salesman in one of the Los Angeles dealerships that his father owned, and then he became the finance manager, and then he became the general manager, and then he became the regional manager, and as they say, the rest is history. So that's kind of a little on the inside of what of who Don Henke is. Okay, you're going to love this one, Jay. Inmates in the prison system in New York yesterday filed a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. The State Department of Correction said that there would be a lockdown to prevent them from watching the solar eclipse. So these guys were incarcerated. Let's see, the first six were in the Woodbourne Correctional Facility, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. I drive by it pretty much all the time. It's along the interstate. They argued in their lawsuit that barring them from seeing this astronomical event violates their constitutional religious rights. I find this, this is what makes doing this for a living so much fun.
Uh-huh.
These guys, they're nuts, right? But think about it for a minute.
Well, it depends what they're in there for. I mean, hard murderers, you know, stuff like that. Any crimes against children. Yeah, no, go into a dark hole. You don't get to see the eclipse. But anybody else who's in there for, you know, lesser crimes, let them come out and see it.
I don't know what their crimes are. I can't get that out of this story. All I know is that there's a Muslim among them, a Seventh-day Adventist. Let's see here. One of them is an atheist, but they've all expressed sincere concern because their religious beliefs believe that they would get something out of a religious experience out of watching the eclipse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Great themes from one of the great, another one of the memorable, one of the most memorable series ever created. Leave it to Spielberg and his pals to come up with the Indiana Jones. What do we have, six of them? How many Indiana Jones movies are there? Some of six or seven, anyway. Aren't there, Chucker?
Five.
Chucker, go. There's five?
Yeah.
No, you don't like my math then. Okay, well, there's five.
No, you're mad.
They're all worthwhile.
Here's an interesting story. Take a deep breath when I tell you this because I want to expand. Okay. According to Forbes magazine, the last Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Dial of Destiny, which came out last summer, lost Disney $130 million at the box office. But here's why. Not that it did terribly at the box office.
It's the way they do their accounting.
The budget of this film was so out of whack, $387 million production. That's insane. I mean, they had delays, COVID issues, so on and so forth. But
he broke his ankle, didn't he?
Yeah. James Mangold, who's a pretty good director, that's a big problem in his career, I think, because studios really don't like when your budget's so out of whack and they ultimately lose money. Now, I think over time, they'll get their money back with digital and Blu-ray and
it'll
be on box sets forever.
No, I'm not buying that story for a second.
Why? Tell me.
Because it doesn't make any sense. The way that people, when I went to see it, the theater was full. Every time you heard people talking about it, they said, yeah, it was one of the better ones. Interesting to see him in this at this age, you know, what he looks like. And I get so tired of listening to these guys. I'm reading a book about John Wayne's life. And one of the things that's in it is a 400-page book. One of the things in it is a focus on how the entertainment business, especially the film business, does accounting. It's pretty rapish, if you will. And the guys who were on the other end
of it.
It
was a lot worse at one
time. Yeah.
But I do think the point of me bringing this up is I do think the biggest issue in this industry as a whole is they can't get their production budgets in check. You can't spend $400 million on a blockbuster unless it's an Avengers movie. Then you could probably get away with it because it has so many characters in it. People will, you know, it's going to make, you'll force feed it to make $1 billion worldwide. But even movies that cost $100 million, they've become much bigger gambles. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, they produced movies for $5 and $10 million that made over $100 million all the time. It's just a different.
Yeah, but they didn't pay the stars $20 million.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford got $20 million plus.
Everybody's getting the big paychecks. Everybody involved is getting big money for these studio films. Here's an interesting one, Doug. This day in movie, this brings back a lot of memories for me. This day in movie history, April 3rd, 1968, the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston was released in theaters. Now, I didn't see it in a movie theater in 68. I was too young, but I did see it with my parents in re-release in the 70s, and the theater was packed. That's before digital, Blu-ray. You had to go back to them. They always re-release popular films. And this is, to me, one of the most thought-provoking, greatest films of all time, the original.
Inspirational, perhaps. We could call it inspirational.
Yeah. All now, right. The newest Planet of the Apes, Kingdom, is tracking around $60 million opening weekend when it comes out, May 10th. Running time, Doug, 2 hours and 35 minutes. You going to be there?
Probably not, but I'll let you report on it when it's over.
Okay.
Amy Poehler is sharing why she is so excited for the upcoming Inside Out sequel. She will revise her role as Joy. Now, I don't know. This is a Pixar movie, isn't it? So she's just the voice?
I believe so. Well, I know why she's excited, because the paycheck was pretty good.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
She says it also feels like healing work to her.
Really?
She likes doing voice work, so she doesn't have to learn the lines. She can just read the lines off the script. And she says this one digs into the area of ageism, emotions, anxiety, that sort of thing.
Now, do you go see animated movies in a theater?
Not unless my grandson wants me to.
Yeah, I don't either. Full disclosure, I don't either. They don't excite me. I can't explain why. People ask me that question all the time. They say, doesn't it feel like a real? This feels like a cartoon. I know they're well made. I like some of them, but it's not something that I get excited about.
Shakira says that she and her sons found Barbie emasculating. What do you think of that? Have other people said that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, she's done a lot of work.
Everybody's got an opinion nowadays.
Right, yeah. She was asked what she thought about the film. She said, my sons absolutely hated it. They felt it was emasculating, and I agree.
Sounds like a strong endorsement to me.
Yeah. Okay, good for you, Chucker. I'm glad that you came out with it that way. Yes. Oh, we all have different ways of reading into things, right?
Exactly.
There it is. Our time with Chucker today. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.